Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome back to our 23rd podcast at Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, I will be discussing my fifth guiding principle that governs effective communication with children. And you can see all of my guiding principles, along with the practical application to those principles, as well as a story that was written based on my conversation with my granddaughter, Olivia, and that is called I Like How You Speak to Me. You can find this book, A Parent's Guide to Effective Communication with Children, along with I Like How You Speak to Me, at my website, learnwithmeremotely.com. So please go and look at that. I'm getting very positive feedback, and I'm very happy that I am, because I was motivated to write the book based on your needs and requests. So the fifth governing principle, which I think is so important, not only to communicate effectively with children, but really upon reflection, I feel like all of these 10 governing principles are really important for all effective communication to take place. But the fifth one is be consistent and have follow through. And that really is incredibly essential when it comes to children. So let me explain what I mean by that. Being consistent means behaving the same way in the same situation every time. It also means once you make an agreement, and this is the most important part, you keep it. Having follow through and not changing your mind or your behaviors in the middle of the interactions you are having with your child is critically important. The reason consistency is so important and is a key is when dealing or interacting with children, if adults change their mind when children are acting out, guess what, adults? You are teaching the exact lesson you want to be remediating. If you change your mind when your child acts out, your child is getting the lesson, guess what? I can act out and I'm going to get what I want. And that's exactly what you want to avoid. And that is the reason why it's so important that you are consistent with your high expectations and you make sure that you are teaching your child to have follow through on the commitments and the agreements that they previously made. That's so important. When working with children, we need to be consistent in order to teach children that agreements, commitments, and our words all matter. If we change our agreements after we make them, it teaches children that making agreements, commitments, and keeping our word doesn't matter, and that is not what we want to teach them. It also denies children for whom we are responsible the modeling they need to see regarding being consistent. Having follow-through teaches that we are responsible for our words, deeds, and action. An example of being consistent and having follow-through is the following. You and your child have a discussion about bedtime. Let's say you say to your child, and your child agrees, that bedtime is at 8 o'clock. And during this conversation about bedtime, you are going to include all of the things that you feel your child feels needs to be included. How many glasses of water does your child get to have before bedtime? When should the bedtime routine begin? How much time does your child need to go to the bathroom? Do they have music on at night? Do you read them a story? Do they read them their own story? Do you lie down with them? Do you get up? You know, like you have to really set the stage. This is setting the stage for success. So you and your child decide that lights out at 8 p.m. And you agree that you're going to start the bedtime ritual at 7:30. And the bedtime ritual includes going to the bathroom, brushing your teeth, having a glass of water, you reading a book to your child reading a book to themselves or to you, and maybe hearing a little music, like whatever is incorporated in the agreement. Along with that agreement and incorporated in that conversation about all of the rituals about bedtime and all of the routines that need to be included in the bedtime experience, you are going to include the consequence for not keeping that agreement. In other words, if you both agree that bedtime is at 8 o'clock and you fulfilled all of the bedtime rituals that were part of the bedtime routine, it's 8 o'clock, the lights are out, you have a nightlight on, however it is, whatever was established. If your child starts acting out, you already know what the consequence is going to be. Maybe the next day, no story at bedtime. Or maybe you just have to shut the door and let your child cry it out. Like whatever you agreed upon. So that when your child is having the outburst, what's happening there is that your child's not honoring his or her commitment. Your child or children are not honoring their commitment that they previously agreed upon and committed to, right? So at that point, when that happens, you just need to shut the door. You cannot engage then, because let's talk about what engaging then does. What engaging then does, first of all, it wears you down, and you're not sticking to your agreement about making sure that bedtime's at 8 o'clock. It's indulgent. Your child is trying to get away with something by engaging you in a conversation, by misbehaving, and for you to continue that engagement, you're actually teaching your child to not listen to their own commitment about going to bed at 8 o'clock. So when your child misbehaves, that is never, ever, ever the time to give in, because then you're teaching your child that if they misbehave, they're going to get what they want. And that really is the behavior that you absolutely want to not teach them. You want to teach them that when they honor their commitment and agreement, that's the behavior you want them to continue. So if your child does not go to bed at 8 o'clock, because you already have a built-in consequence, you're just going to shut the door and you're just going to have to wait it out. And then the next day, when there's a calm, maybe not first thing in the morning, maybe after school in the afternoon, you have to figure out when, you need to say, you know, yesterday bedtime did not work well. And we made an agreement, and it's my job to teach you about follow-through and consistency. And so today, I'm not reading you stories because that was part of our agreement if you didn't honor the bedtime and go to bed when you said you were going to go to bed, which was 8 o'clock, then no stories tonight. And if there's misbehavior then, you just have to make sure that you are following through, that you are keeping your word, that you're modeling that exempt behavior, you're being exemplary in your behavior, and that you are not giving in. And then your child, sooner or later, will learn that bedtime's at 8 o'clock and no nonsense. And then when that happens, when your child agrees and behaves appropriately based on their previous agreement about going to bed, and they actually do go to bed at 8 o'clock, then the next day you can say, wow, you know, I'm so proud of how you're behaving and you're honoring your agreement. So you want to absolutely give your child a lot of very specific praise about how happy you are that they are honoring their agreements, and that's your expectation that they'll always do that. I think that's really the key. The reason consistency and follow-through is so critically essential when dealing with children is that you don't want to give in to your children when they are misbehaving, because what they learn right there at that little interval, what they're learning is that, wow, I just have to misbehave and I'm going to get what I want. It's why children will also have temper tantrums in a store, because parents are embarrassed. And so let's say you're going shopping with your children and they want you to buy them something and you say no, and then they start crying and you get really embarrassed and you wind up buying them what they wanted because you're feeling embarrassed and there's pressure. There's all these adults and other children and families there and it's very uncomfortable. If you buy them the toy then, they learn very quickly, wow, they just have to act out. They're going to get the toy. So that's when it's most critical to not give in. And that is the essence of being consistent and having follow through. It's not to say that you can't change your mind. You're always able to renegotiate at a later date, but you cannot change your mind in the moment of the incorrect behavior, because then you're really teaching the wrong lesson. So you can have a conversation afterwards at another time and you can renegotiate. Like if your child, let's say it's a special occasion and your child wants to stay up later, I think that's absolutely perfectly fine. There are exceptions. You can go to a party, you can have a special occasion. I mean, I think that, of course, you know, it's not like a jail. You know, there we don't want to be that rigid. But you don't want to give in to changing your child's bedtime at bedtime. If you are going to change your mind, you want to do it at an earlier time so that it's consistent. And if you renegotiate, then there's a new level of consistency. But within each moment, there's consistency. So until next time, please go and look at this book. People, as I said, are really loving it. It is very simple, almost step by step. I explain all the 10 governing principles and I give an example of each. And then there's a lovely story that was really created from Olivia liking the way I speak with her. And that gave me the learning lesson that I speak differently than other adults speak to children. And that gave me not only the learning lesson, but the confidence of feeling that I have something special to share with adults who have this great need of learning how to effectively communicate with children. And then the last part of the book is actually seeing the governing principles being applied practically through the question and answer section of the book. And I just want to speak to this for a second and say, you know, once you incorporate these 10 governing principles, the answer in any situation, whether it's bedtime or it's getting out the door in the morning or it's going onto Zoom or it's screen time, the answer is almost always the same. So you'll see there's a little, it can seem redundant, but really, the truth is that in life, I believe there's very little new learning and there's lots of opportunity for practice. And a lot of our practice needs to be guided practice. So this book really gives you, it is just what it says it is. It's a guide and it can guide you so that while you're practicing new behaviors that you're establishing and that you want to have your children establish and that you want to have established as a family, you can have this guide that you can refer back to. Because once you incorporate these 10 governing principles in your communication, you'll want to utilize these principles in any situation. You'll want to be consistent in any situation. You'll want to be honest. You'll want to be developmentally appropriate. You'll want to check for understanding. You'll want to make sure you have high expectations. You're going to want to be present. You're going to want to be respectful. So really, the governing principles always need to be incorporated throughout your interactions, no matter what the particulars are when you're dealing with your children, so that you can ensure successful and effective communication. Until next time, please go visit my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com and find this new book, I Like How You Speak to Me, and A Parent's Guide to Effective Communication with Children. Until next time, be well. I hope you're learning how to communicate effectively.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Doctor is abbreviated DR, and the one is the number one, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.